Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC.
Hello and welcome to Sex and the Gritty in New York City. I am your host, Kay Cremay, and today we have some very special guests. I cannot stress how special and how excited I am. I'm kind of fanned out, okay? I've been with them for an hour, and I've held my composure because they didn't even know. Okay, and I'm just going to have my guests introduce themselves so that you guys can share in my joy as well. And my first guest, ladies first.
My name is Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, girl.
Okay. And so normally I split this up, but I'm actually going to let you introduce yourself before I ask. So go ahead.
EJ.
Hi, EJ.
How you doing?
And do you mind telling them who you guys are, why I'm so excited?
Well, three is better? You know.
Three is better. Like, if y'all don't know who Three is Better is, you guys should look them up on Instagram. But they are a thruple. And if y'all have been following on SNG, y'all know that I have been obsessed with the idea of a thruple. Like, I just cannot wait to find a girlfriend for me and my man. So these very nasty things I would like to do. Okay. And so, yeah, first things first, what's your favorite position?
My favorite position? In a thruple or just in general?
And I think you should give us both.
Okay. In a thruple, probably, and it's super basic, but it just gets the job done so fast when I'm on top.
Okay.
And she would be right in his face. I'm on top of him, and me and her would be kissing, and that shit just went through it so fast.
I like that one. Ooh, okay. And what's your favorite position, sir?
Whatever. Okay, my favorite position with her is just with her legs up.
On the back, yep. The legs up. Okay. Yep,
that's my favorite position.
That's your favorite. And then in the thruple now.
Well, it really don't matter. Long as I make them come. That's all. That'd be my whole goal.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hold on. We getting crazy. My man said, listen, I'm getting two nuts at the same time, and a lot of niggas is not giving out one. Okay, like, talk your shit, my boy EJ. Like, go ahead and dust that shoulder off for me, because you're doing the day. Oh, look, you almost fucked up. You feel me? But no, yeah. I really appreciate that. Like, how did you guys get into this thruple? Talk to me about this. How did you find someone to fit? What was the process?
Honestly, it was me. Okay, so his baby's mom. It's just pretty to me. She's just so pretty.
Right.
And I used to just, like, be liking on all her pictures.
Right.
And I'll send her little messages like, you know, if you ever want to come on with the winning team, just let me know. We'll take care of you.
Okay, so you were slitting the DMs.
I was all in her DMs.
Okay.
Like, you still boot up? You sure?
Right. You okay. Know. Okay, and then finally one day.
And then what I think really happened is, on the rebound, she was like, I'm gonna fuck with them to piss this nigga off that she was dealing with. And then she got tied up in it.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So how did the first actual instance go with the threesome? How did that work? Like, integrating her into you guys sex?
You said
the first one.
Like, how was that? Like, was it a little awkward?
No, it wasn't awkward.
It wasn't awkward at all.
But I don't think we were like, oh, okay, so
Tell me the story, girl. Tell me the tea.
It was her birthday. Ooh. And I ended up, because I'm super extra. I be thinking all girls like me, but they not. Like, I'm okay. Like, oh, I'm going to go all out. We going to get a room downtown. Ooh. I'm going to get an igloo on the rooftop, blah, ooh, blah, blah. So I did all this shit. I'm thinking, because I'm just thinking, like, all bitches like shit I like. You right, know what I mean? Right. But it's not. That's not how it is.
Okay, so
women,
what happened?
All women are different. Uh-oh. So she didn't even make it to the igloo, which it was so hard because you have to, like, reserve it. You have to spend, like, I think you have to spend $500 on food and shit. So me and him, look at our little asses. We're like, how the fuck $500? Are we supposed to eat $500 worth of food? It's just me and him. She didn't show up for that, and then she hit us up later, like, all right, y'all can come pick me up. At first, she was supposed to meet us. So I was a little mad.
Yeah, I would have been a little mad too. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we go pick her up and we come back and she was kind of like, well, to be honest, she was spotting.
Okay.
So she was kind of on her period the first time we did.
But, and listen, when I was telling people that I had period sex, they be like, some people be like, okay, I've been with
ain't
it.
Ain't no wrong with it.
I don't think no wrong with it. We grown.
Right?
We're going to do something we about to do.
Okay, so then, tell me the story. I'm so excited. Okay, let me shut up.
But it was kind of lit. Yeah. I'm a neat, clean freak, though. So, like, I went and, like, wet a rag and...
Right.
Make sure shit was right.
Okay,
first.
Okay.
And then we got busy.
Okay, so you went to eat her out first.
I did.
Okay, so you was ready. You was ready with the shit. Yeah, like, was, okay, and then what happened? Where'd you come in, Mr.? Come on now.
You say, when I come in? I can't really remember. Like, I just slid in on some
stuff. You came in and then we both.
Yeah, but I was watching that first.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you know?
I wasn't expecting that.
Okay, so it was definitely your first time having a threesome, or it was your first time with
experience with her.
Okay, so
with the baby mom.
With the baby moms. Okay, so
no,
y'all,
we have had
a couple threesomes. Okay. Okay, so y'all into that? Like that's what it is.
She was the first person we like took serious. Everybody else
like relationship wise.
Right.
Just like we were.
Okay, so what pushed you to that decision? Was the sex really good? Look at y'all. First of all, both of y'all smiled before y'all said no, so it was good.
I mean, the sex was good, but it was the vibe, and then
right.
it was the vibe. That's what mm-hmm. it was.
Okay, and so foremost, now I know that we are back to a couple.
Yeah.
So sad. But before we even get there, how was the dynamic, like, you know, with three people in a relationship? How did you balance the emotion as well as the sex as well as your time? How did you do that?
Like, we all talked.
Okay.
You know, like every day or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as far as the emotion,
mm-hmm.
I call it Big Mama. Big Mama, I didn't see the emotions that.
Okay.
I only seen the emotions that from us because me and her lived together.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it was a little easy. Yeah. It wasn't like, okay, right. You had to have both emotions in the house all the time.
Right.
You got a break.
Right.
You got to come back when it was time to do what it was doing.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. All right. I mean, that's not bad. So, like, you guys would just go on date nights and stuff like that and, like, have sex afterwards.
Spend
the night with each other.
Spend the night with each other.
She was flying out to Chicago to see us.
Oh, so she's not from Chicago.
She is, but she recently moved.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To Texas. So we were flying back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was lit because y'all ran into freaking flyer miles. Yeah. Oh, y'all didn't say that. Y'all should have started there. Like, yeah, he was flying back and forth for that pussy. What are you talking about? Okay. Shit. Listen, the furthest I ever went for some dick had to be like Jersey. I don't think I went too far. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
How far is Jersey from here?
Like 35 minutes?
Though? Yeah, I live in Jersey now. Now it's like I'm out there, don't seem so far, but like, you know, that's about it. Like, I mean, the frequent flyer miles is crazy though. That means that, I mean, like, it was worth it. Like, everything, the vibe and everything was like it. Like, y'all was there.
Yeah.
So what happened?
You want
what happened with the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna say this.
About it.
That's what I'm gonna say.
You can tell the truth, but be clear, because that's what I want.
She left. We still fuck with you, Big Mama.
We listening. She knows.
Right. Baby girl, you still here?
She left. I'm gonna tell you her reason why she say she left, and then we're gonna give you our reason.
All right. That's how we're gonna do that.
Okay. So her reason for leaving. Our first trip, she comes to Chicago.
Right.
And Little Mama get upset because she says some slick.
She got a slick mouth. Right.
Okay, what she said?
And she be taking jabs, and I'm like I'm super. But I'm like,
she real expressive. I'm emotionally expressive.
If you tell, like, I'm like, wait, okay, listen. Right. We not about to do.
Okay, what's your sign? You sounding like me. Okay. Yeah, I don't play about that. Like, you hurt my feelings. You have to address it right now.
Yes, that's me.
The way she address it, she dress it. To me, she come off wrong because she attacked me every time.
I go from like zero because I'm so sweet. And now I'm a bear.
Listen, we've only been with you for an hour and I had the sweetest vibe from you ever. Yeah. Like, she's so sweet. Like, she actually calms my vibe down. So it's like, I can't imagine taking jazz at you. It gotta be something. Like, did Big Mama want you back? Is that what it was?
I don't know. I think she was in it for me.
That's what I think.
And
so it was like, I'm gonna fuck with both of y'all, but I'm gonna try to steal you back while I'm fucking.
No, she wasn't trying to steal me back. What I think is she liked her. She thinks she was beautiful, but she didn't want to be in no intimate or no real relationship.
Right. So she was in it for more so the sex more so than the real feelings of being with us in a relationship.
Right.
And that makes sense because, again, the dynamic of handling two people emotionally is a lot. Did it get times where both of them were mad at you and you were just outside like, well, what the fuck did I do? Like,
Not really.
Okay, so you basically, but what I'm hearing is basically communication was like a big factor in your relationship. Because that definitely sounds like, you feel me, where it's going the best, like communication-wise.
Well, Big Mama didn't know how to communicate to me. Yeah, she wasn't honest.
She holds stuff in.
Okay, so she wasn't honest. Yeah. She was one of those people who feel away and then get you back later type shit.
Oh, right. Or
just never say nothing and then a little stuff. Yeah, right. She'll move away.
Why did she leave y'all? Because right here is looking like the home team. Why she left the home team?
I think that she really was just trying something. Mm-hmm. And like on some like rebound stuff from her last situation. Right. Was having fun with us and then caught real feelings for him. That's what I think really happened.
Okay.
And then just throughout this process, I think she decided, like, this probably ain't.
It's not gonna work because it's like, you guys are not gonna. Because, okay, so now for my understanding, it's like, you really kind of liked her. Like, you enjoyed being in the relationship. Really, so you do, like, you really do like girls.
I do. Ooh, like, so you equally, like,
you want a girlfriend.
I do want a girlfriend.
That is so me. Like, I really I really need a girlfriend.
I'm so greedy.
That loves vagina as much as she would appreciate the dick. Like, I need you to eat my pussy like how my man eat my pussy. And I know, like, lesbian sex, girl. Okay, lesbian sex is top tier. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about it. That shit is motherfucking explosive. Like, you feel me? But it's just like, I know that, like, I feel the same way about my boyfriend sex. I didn't think I was going to find that. I always thought I was going to, like, even though I like men and women equally, I did think that I was going to have, like, that, okay, lesbian sex is always better. But, like, my man kind of, like, knocked that out the park. So now I'm like, okay, now I need some lesbian sex in this type of stuff. Because now we're going to get nasty. Okay? Like, I mean, like, I know it must be so fun. Like, you know, you coming home and like, you got to fuck two people. Like.
Yeah.
But, like, it's always something to, like, put your mouth on, right? Like, okay, and, like, did you take turns, like, being in the middle, each of you guys? Like, what's your favorite thing to do, like, for, like, the middle, you know, somebody in the middle? What's your favorite thing to do? Like, both of y'all riding? That's, like, that. I feel like that's y'all thing right there. One on the face, one on the waist type shit?
Yeah, I think that probably is it.
That's y'all favorite thing? Because I was seeing some stuff on Twitter where it was just, like, I never thought to do these things. Like, did you ever try to strap on with her?
We talked about it.
Okay.
Multiple times.
You gotta come up to the mic.
Oh, we talked about it multiple times. We even almost bought a couple different ones, like, on different occasions. But we would argue because she had more booty and shit, so I wanted to be the one.
Yeah.
To do it first.
Yeah.
And she like, no, bitch, I'm gonna do it. She was like, I'm buying it. I'm like, okay, well, say less, I'm gonna buy it, right. And then it'll be mine. Like, right.
Okay, so Okay, so who ended up doing it first?
We didn't end up doing it. They never ended up doing it.
Oh my God. I mean,
I know. So sad.
Like, Fred, I'm not going to lie. You got a fat ass. I do want to see it from the back.
Yeah.
I want it to. Against my thigh. Like, what it is? What's going on?
That's what I was saying.
Listen. This is crazy. So, okay, have y'all. I know you guys are like in recovery right now because y'all a little heartbroken.
I really am, though.
Look at him. He like,
don't stunt.
I'm not going to stunt. But I felt it like previous. Like she.
Okay, so you felt the split coming up.
Yeah, I felt like she was pretending because an incident happened where one of her people had passed in Chicago and she come out there. And we barely talking. Then she goes out to the club right after the funeral. You don't move like that. You know what I'm saying?
And then she was supposed to come to us that night. And she didn't come at all that whole night.
I knew after that.
Yeah. Right.
She's moving.
It's over.
That was in my head automatically.
But my baby ass, I'm like, no, it's not over.
Like, no, my baby cannot be leaving me. Listen, I'm not going to. I would be so heartbroken. Like, I know, like, I'm, like, the loud and I'm, like, the one who seems in charge, but, like, I'm so, like, emotional. I would be crying, like, oh, my God, babe, she wants to leave us? What did we do? Oh, my God. Like, Jesus. Like, because, first of all, I've had a threesome before, but to have a threesome with somebody who you have feelings for, both of them, I feel like that's some real explosive sex because, like, your body, it reacts differently when you're in love. And it reacts differently when the vibe with that person is better. So it's like, yeah, I know that sex was rocking. I mean, I was in there fucking shit up. That's probably why your hand fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, listen. But not real shit, though. Like, I mean, what was the best part of it to you guys in all? Like, the friendship?
To me, the friendship and the vibes. We all had good time together. It felt perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really did.
So would you guys be open to finding another person?
I'm still healing. I don't know. I know for a fact that I do want a girlfriend.
Like, right.
Yeah, we're going to keep it casual.
We're going to date a couple people.
And if the right person come, they just come. That's how I look at it.
Okay, so like we don't want to be going on to a bar and y'all just end up eating ass somewhere.
No, it's just they get to know somebody.
It takes time to get into the throuble.
Yeah.
Okay, so they cannot pill Cosby you to get in here. We just make sure. I gotta ask the questions they want to know. Like, you feel me? They're gonna want to know what's going on. No. Like, but okay, but another thing that I wanted to ask you guys, like, you know, in all reality, like, yes, the sex was fun and, you know, yes, it was a lot. But, like, what would you tell people, like, who are trying to get into this double life? What advice would you give them?
I would say just be honest and communicate.
Okay.
But, like, you can't be faking it. You know, you got to be honest. If you ain't honest and you holding something in, it ain't going to work.
Okay.
It's not going to work. That's how I feel.
Okay, and what do you say, Ben?
I would say the same thing. Just be honest. Like, communicate what your boundaries are, like, what you're willing to do, what you want out of it, what, you know, like, what's really going on, you know? Because I feel like it's three different people, like, it's three different ideas about what this relationship is about, you know?
Okay.
Like, where this relationship is going, what you want from it, and I just think you need to be honest about where you are.
Because I feel like you guys are more so looking into long-term, like, okay, we buy a house together, we raise the kids together, and, like, you know, we grow.
With her, that's what it was. Okay. That's what we were on, you know?
Because you do have children with her.
He's got one child with her.
Okay. Yeah. So are you guys looking to have a baby anytime soon?
Hell no.
Yo, it was the hell no for me. She like,
No, ma'am.
Okay, so y'all just be trying to be out here young, wild, and free. Like, and listen, ask you what the fuck you should, because, like, I'm right there with you right now. I'm like, shit. Okay, but can I ask a question? Did you guys ever, like, go on vacation and, like, try to find people out there to have?
No, but people always come up to us because I am a flight attendant. Me and him have been all over the place.
Right.
I swear, people find us
because you're
everywhere
so pretty.
Where we go.
Like, you're really pretty. Thank, like, you know, like, ever. You know, like, how somebody pretty walks past you, like, you look, but, like, sometimes you have to double look.
So
like,
are you.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay. Girl. Yes, you are. Embrace it.
Listen, we can leave our boyfriend real quick because, you know, don't play. Like, shit. Okay. But anyway, but no, but honestly, like, you're really naturally pretty. So thank I would expect you. That you guys do get, you know, people who really want to do join. Like, and what's the process? Like, how would you guys filter it out? Like, social media, or do you have to meet them in person? Would you guys ever, like, meet up from somebody from social media?
I feel like yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we have.
Right. But listen, how did that go?
It went well. Yeah, we dated somebody before her for a second. A hot little minute. And it was going well. She just was very young and the long distance thing. And I feel like, I don't know, it just would have took a lot more than what we were able to give at the time.
Right.
Like, I was working crazy and stuff. And so it was just
so what's your favorite part of lesbian sex that you feel like y'all keep going and get these shorties? Like, what is it for you?
I've always, my whole life, I thought it was something wrong with me. Because I'm like, bitch, is you gay or not? Yeah, like, what?
Bruh.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I think that's one of the most confusing stages to find out you're bisexual. Because you're very confused about, like, why do both of y'all turn me on? Like, why would I get like, both of y'all
so into my boyfriends, and then I'll like end up crushing on this girl?
Yeah,
and I'm like, wait, am I gay?
Yeah, I know.
But then I'll be so really into a dude, and I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Ain't nothing wrong, girl. We are the fun people. Like, come on, it's so fun to be us. To be like, actually, like, I mean, did you see that video of Alexis Sky? Where there was two girls sucking on her titties. And
no,
it was like,
I kept hearing about it. I didn't get to
girls
see
on
it.
My secret Twitter. I'm sure that shit turned me the fuck on. I was like, nigga, if I wasn't gay before, nigga, I am gay.
He said she had two girls sucking on her titties.
She had two girls sucking on her titties. I was like, bitch, Alexis.
That sounds
Alexis, she is so damn fire. On some real shit, like, women are so beautiful.
They are.
You feel me? Like, I be feeling so gay, but I be feeling like when I see a bad bitch, I'm like, I will fuck the shit out of you. You don't even know. Oh my God. And I be trying to chill because, like, you feel me? Everybody, you don't know who's who. And some women get offended. You feel me? By it. Yeah. So I be trying to, like, okay, I have to be straight. Like, when I meet people, I try to be as straight as possible. You know what I mean? Like, just so I don't offend anybody. But when, you know, when girls flirt with me, I be shocked still. Like, oh, you wanna fuck? Yo, that really be me. Like, I be shocked. Like I don't know. But it's like, I do know. Like, I mean, I do know I'm attractive. I know that both genders find me attractive. So it's just like, I'm happy that it's working out in my favor, but right now I'm stuck because we cannot find the perfect person for us. Like, and I'll be on my secret Twitter and I'll be searching. I'm like, oh my God, does anybody want to be my bestie? Like,
it's
I know what we're so trying to do.
Crazy. It's so many people that hit us up in our inbox saying the same thing. Like, oh my God, we've been looking for a girl forever. How did you find her?
Yes, because, like, I mean, I'm looking too, but it's like, I want everybody to be comfortable. So it's like, I want to do the whole social media trust, right? But there are crazy people on social media. Like, there are people who literally catfish. And so it's like, I don't want to be caught up. Like, listen, everybody edit their pictures. Like, listen, I edit a little nip tuck. Like, sometimes a little piece of fat be on the side. But like, okay. But like, it's to a point where, like, you have to be aware. Like, okay, like, maybe they may not look like this. Are you still interested? And so that's where the vibe comes in for me. So it's like, me and my boyfriend, we act like best friends. Like, that is like my number one dog. That's my role dog. Like, we go everywhere together. We do everything together. So if you cannot get in where we fit in, you gotta go. Cause like, we laugh at everything. Like, if everything is not a joke, life is sad. Like, you feel me? So it's like, if you're gonna ha-ha your way into our drawers, we would appreciate that. You feel me? Like, come with some jokes, some laughs. Like, you feel me? Like, do something that's gonna, like, you feel me? Have us like, all right, you know, she can kick it. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like I want it to be perfect, you know? I don't want somebody to be too far because, like, I want, like, at times, you just come over and chill. Like, just come over and be our friend. Like, vibe with us and be here. Like, I cannot do long distance. I am so clingy. You know, it's just like, you want that partnerism. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'm scared because it's just like, I want to leap out there and, like, do more. Like, I want to go to sex parties. you know, and
you said sex parties.
What somebody told us that we should start hosting sex parties. That's what they told us.
Hold on. What type of sex party?
So, yo, they're a sex party. Okay, so my Mistress Marley, right? I don't know if you guys know about Mistress Marley?
No.
Okay, so she's a dom. She's so pretty. Her name is a chocolate dom, right? And so basically, she runs like a dominant class, and she, like, you know, she has people sub. Basically, they pay her to get beat and, you know, and everything. Right? So basically, she has a whole. I love it.
Okay.
She has like a whole class, and she has like a whole like go away, like weekend retreat thing where like everybody's, you know, like they're going to fuck. Okay? Like they're going to fuck, they're going to play, they're going to learn about dom. Like, it's so cool, but that's just like one of them. You know, like I've heard like there are so many others out there. You feel me? That you can just pay for the fee. Basically, I think it's cheaper for a couple, right? But it's more expensive for like a single man. You feel me? And like, you definitely go and you tell me like you
think
we used
to. I don't want no parts of it.
Why not?
Cause I ain't in it for the sex, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I don't want no parts. That's so cute though. I mean, honestly, a lot of men wouldn't feel that way. A lot of men would probably most likely be like, "All right, like we going to fuck bitches. All right, we in there." Yeah. But for you to really want to have a vibe that really speaks volumes, and I feel like that's a very essential part of anybody who really wants to get with you is gonna be clear after this. Like, okay, well, damn, like
he's,
you know,
he's kind of submissive, low key, and ooh, he is.
So you be taking a dominant role. You're so tiny, like
I know. I got a little people's complex, I guess. You
really? Oh my gosh. Okay, so like, what do you be doing in the bedroom, girl? Talk to me. Like,
but he gets really upset if like you don't come. Like, that's his main
mission.
If you don't come, he's got an attitude.
Okay, so what type of shit do you start doing? Like I need the details. Like, talk to me about what you be doing. Like, so if she's not coming, what's next?
If she's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? If she don't come, it's because she don't want to come in there. That's gonna make me mad.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't even want to sleep next to her.
Because
you know, I feel like if you're not coming, then what's the point of having sex?
Right, yeah. Right. That's so you be stopping the nut?
Okay, so because I know, like, women can come and come and come and come and keep coming and keep coming.
Yes.
But for me, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, most of the time, once I come, like, I don't know what it is. I just, like, it's so much and it just takes so much out of me and mm-hmm. my ass is done.
Right.
I'm like, get off me.
Okay.
I'm done. So I've been trying to stop it so that we can, like, keep having fun.
Right. Okay. But I get it because, like, all right, so there's a point where, like, I could come a couple times, but there's a big nut that comes at a point. So it's like, it be times where, like, you know, we could do foreplay in between. We each get the little nuts, but like the big one is for like the all right, we done now. And it's crazy because I know what it feels like to get it from head and then just be like, oh my god, you brought dick too. Like, oh my god, like I cannot do this. Yes. Jesus. Yes. But it'd be so fun. Like, it's like, oh my god, there's really more. Like, there's more in store. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I feel like I'm just happy that, like, y'all communication again is where it's at. Because, like, good sex really start with communication. Like, you feel me? You could be laughing while y'all having sex. Y'all can make mistakes. Like, I didn't actually kick my man in the head one time while we was fucking. Like, you feel me? Like, trying to do a spin move and shit. Like, okay, trying to get this shit for only. Like, listen, I done tried to be an acrobat, okay? Like, no, I really do appreciate y'all for coming and telling me the tea, though. Like, you know, I know a lot of people were really trying to get with you and they really wanted to know, like, how is it possible to get in this throuple? Like, and y'all are so beautiful, by the way. A lot of people that are in this poly life, you know, a lot of people are into aesthetics. And aesthetically pleasing, you guys are. I have to say, like, I see why women be walking up to y'all, like, listen, okay, can I get in where I fit in? Okay.
But so are y'all, by the way.
Oh my God, thank you. Yes. Really? Yeah. Okay, baby. She said they trying to fuck. That's what she said. Okay. Nah, I play, but nah, for real, for real. I mean, What are you attracted to in a woman? Like, what do you like?
I don't know what my problem. I don't have a type. I just don't.
You just like pretty women.
I just like pretty.
Yes.
Like, every girl I've had a crush on has looked different from the next. I swear.
So it's like, it got to be the vibe and it got to be the face. Yep. Okay.
And guys, too. Like, I don't think I have a freaking type.
I just like beautiful women.
You like beautiful women? He's skinny, thick, either one. Yeah. It's just the vibe. Listen, we sound like the same person at the table. Like, okay, I'm right with y'all. Because, like, I have been with more skinny women than I have been with thick, but I'm attracted to thick as well. So, it's just, like, it just happened to be, you know, who I've been with. But, like, I mean, y'all giving me the amp. Y'all giving me the juice. Like, I could find somebody. Yes, like, you know, yes, I could find somebody out there. But so, y'all think I have to slide on them? I think I have to slide into her DM like you did.
I was definitely.
You do have to slide.
So you ain't never slid before?
I slid before. But every time.
All right. So, what do you say when you slide?
My wife think you pretty. Right. And that get them every time.
Baby, listening. Like, you heard what he said.
And then they'll say, let me hear it from her.
And then you slide on your own. Okay, then how you butter him up? Talk to me, girl. How you get him out the drawers? Like, I want to know the secret. Like,
get him out the drawers.
How you get him out the drawers? It be the accent, the little Chicago accent.
I don't know. I really think it just be like,
you talk to him.
Mm-hmm. So you guys cannot talk about sex.
And FaceTime.
Okay, so let's run the rules back. First thing, you slide. Uh-huh. Okay, and then you slide. Okay, and then we pull the beautiful card, right? And then we make sure we stay clear of sex, right? We talk about. We introduce drinks, like, you know, we want to go out. We introduce a date night.
Yeah.
Okay, where do y'all be taking them?
Go out to nice restaurants, wherever, you know.
Usually, because they are crazy, is they're usually not from our city. So we're always flying somewhere else. What's popping? Where you from?
Listen, maybe I need to be a flight attendant. Like, y'all hiring? Like, I'm ready. Like, put me in the sky because, babe, the bitches is in the sky. Like, we're arresting the bitches. Like, hello. Shit, man. I'm ready. Like, it's just because I'm so excited because you guys have successfully done it. I mean, you guys have had fun. You guys have enjoyed it. And you guys have seen the other side to where the breakups happen. You feel me? You guys have seen why people leave. Yeah. You feel me? You guys have developed an understanding for, like, people who are genuinely here for you and people who are in it for the, you know, for the fun time.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I feel like it's kind of sad because, like, you know, like, you really building and investing your feelings into somebody. It's kind of sad to just see them walk away.
Yeah.
But I really hope that doesn't close you guys' heart off, you know, to looking again. Like, I hope you guys open your heart and, like, find another person, because three is better than just two fire to me. You feel me? Like, I feel like y'all deserve that third counterpart that's like, she's just gonna fit just like fine wine.
Thank you.
You feel me?
Hopefully.
Y'all gonna go on a date soon. Like, y'all gonna get to the airport. It's gonna be somebody looking at you. Okay. Y'all gonna tell me, like, hey, all right, I'm not gonna lie. We going on a date later. Okay. Tell me how it go. And listen, send the video to the Sunglasses Live so we can see how it goes down.
Yeah.
We're
gonna record it. We're gonna record that.
Listen, y'all heard it here first. Like, I get the exclusive rights to the first date sex, right? If it happens, of three is better. That's all I needed. That's all I ever needed. Okay, that's all I ever wanted. Okay, I just wanna thank you guys for coming out. I honestly had so much fun. Like, it just finally, like, help me think about, you know, everything I've been talking about, because I have so many episodes about the threesomes and about this and that. And it's just like putting things into perspective. You feel me? It's like a really large leap from just fantasy to now reality.
Yeah.
You feel me? Just to see that the steps you guys take, and you feel me, even the precautions you guys take about, like, we're not trying to first date sex everybody. No. You know, you can't just get into the throuple. No. It definitely has to be a vibe.
Yeah.
You feel me? And y'all out here doing Rona checks too. You feel me? Like, get a little, get a little Rona check and shit. But no, again, honestly, I had so much fun. Thank you guys for coming out. If you could please tell them your Instagram again.
No,
thank you so much.
It's three is better.
With three R's.
Three R's. Three is better.
On YouTube. Three is better.
Three is better.
And Twitter, three is better with three R's.
Okay, and listen, when I get that video, y'all, okay, I'm gonna let y'all know, cause we are going to have a whole Sunglasses Live dedicated to threesomes when I get that vid. All right, y'all. And SNG, we out.